This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, in as far as the common errors that we commit in Salah is concerned, yesterday we wrapped up our discussion in as far as being considerate or not being considerate is concerned. We explained yesterday that if there is a short announcement that the Imam is making, or if there is a short point of education immediately after Salah, or if, for example, the Jamaat brothers are giving an i'lan, it hardly takes a minute and a half. Then to unnecessarily, when there's no need, just stand up and walk out is against etiquette. If there's a justified need, different matter. But to do it regularly, almost as if you're displaying a kind of, making a statement, you know, that I refuse to listen to this. Whilst it's not compulsory to listen, it's also not haram to listen. There is a position that Allah has given to the Imam. There is a position that Allah has given to the Mihrab. If there is an announcement taking place from there, if there is a point of education being communicated, remember, the masjid is not only for Salah. It is primarily for Salah, but even in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was a center of learning. When you come to masjid, the ulama have written, your intention was not only to perform Salah and read Quran and do your individual ibadah, it must also be to learn. So all of those things we discussed in the days that have passed, if you want to read Quran while a talk is on, don't sit right in front of the speaker. If you come in, say on a Friday, and you still have to read your sunnats, read it at the back, then come to the front. Don't come into the line of the person, and then these are all things that have to do with etiquette. Now moving on, today I want to talk about another thing which unfortunately is becoming very common, and many times it's just due to negligence, people don't do it intentionally, is performing salah without the headgear. Again, whilst the salah may be discharged technically, it's against the etiquette, and it's against what has been the tradition in Islam. It's part of the appropriate dress, and it's part of respect and humility, that when you come to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and when you are standing in salah, that you keep your head covered. It's not about, everything in life is not about what is permissible and what is not permissible. So as long as my salah is valid, why must it be an issue? Because when it comes to matters of dunya, we don't suffice with the bare minimum. So when we're standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as well, we must make sure that we abide by these things. So a very common error that we make is that we perform salah bareheaded. And that if you read all the books and if you read all the commentary of the fuqaha and the jurists, they say some have classified it as makruh, others have classified it as inappropriate, that it is not correct to perform salah. Whether you're performing salah in congregation in the masjid, or whether you're performing salah individually at home or in any other place, it is incorrect to perform salah bareheaded. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.